The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After Jesus was baptized, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And again, the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen." Good morning and be seated. So today we start a holy Lent. And you might have noticed some real changes in our worship. We entered the service using the Great Litany. The brass crosses are not being used. They're replaced with wooden crosses. The silver vessels have been stored, and they've been replaced with glass. The icon over the candles is that of the crucifixion. And your clergy are dressed in cassock and surplice with purple stoles. We are entering the 40 days of Lent. It is a season of prayer, a season of fasting, a season of repentance, and reconciliation, a season to draw us closer to the heart of God and be transformed. It is a time to turn ourselves away from the brokenness of and the temptations of the world and to turn to the love and light of our triune God. We begin the 40 days of Lent following in the footsteps of our ancient ancestors. Noah and the 40 days of rain and flood and the safety of the ark and the covenant with God, the promise of the rainbow, and that God would always be there. Moses climbed the mountain, and for 40 days and nights he prayed. And he was given the message of the Ten Commandments, which he carried down to God's people as a way to live. The early desert mothers and fathers found their wilderness in the desert. They spent a lifetime in tiny cells, away from the temptations of the world as they prayed and fasted. In times of trouble, God's people who lived in the cities would seek out the desert mothers and fathers to receive from them a peace, a wisdom, and to be in prayer. In today's gospel, Jesus, who has just been baptized in the River Jordan, goes into the desert, the wilderness, to pray and fast and repent and to grow closer to God before he embarks into the world to begin his ministry and teachings. In his most vulnerable and fragile state, think about yourself, vulnerable and fragile. So Jesus has not eaten. He's fragile. He's hungry. He's vulnerable. And guess who comes to tempt him? Satan, the evil and the darkness of this broken world, the evil that's present with us day in and day out. Jesus rejects temptation. He rejects the abundance of the secular world, the power that could be his as a king, the abundance of wealth and food. He rejects it. And all the Hebrew people knew were former kings like Saul and Solomon and David. So when Jesus renounced Satan, including all the human tendencies that we have to want to bargain with God in prayer, you know, like, God, I'll go to church every day if you'll really take care of this person and if you'll take care of this problem for me. Jesus doesn't do any of that. He turns his eyes to God, and Jesus is faithful to what is written. He's faithful to the teachings of the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, to worship the Lord your God and to serve him only. In that steadfast love for God, Jesus finds strength. And in the midst of his most vulnerable state, as Satan tempts him, his eyes are on the cross, on hope and on love for humanity. In the stories of the temptations of mortal men, the kings and rulers in the Hebrew Bible, Jesus reveals a humility to his followers, a new love, and a community of belovedness. We are each made in God's image, yet we are not Jesus. And we're tempted every day by the glitter, the false gods, and we, as we walk the earth, evil and darkness surround us. And we continually pray for the Lord's protection. We pray to be protected against all the temptations, all the backslides, and we ask for God to deliver us from evil. And we pray the words that Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. And we also renounce evil in our baptismal covenant. So right now, y'all are part of the sermon. So I need you all to stand up. And I would like you to face the back of the church. Listen to these words. The world is filled with people telling us what to do, with voices calling us to hate and greed and violence and all sorts of sin. As we begin Lent, Do you turn your back on all the sin that the world says is okay? If so, turn around and face Christ and the cross. And say, I do.
I do.
Now turn back around and face the door. Do you turn your back on selfishness and greed, on looking out only for yourself and only for those you love, and getting what you want and need? If you renounce this, turn and face the cross and Christ and say, I do. Turn back around. Do you turn your back on using violence against people you do not like? Do you turn your back on hitting and hurting and name-calling? If so, turn to the cross and Christ and say, I do.
I do.
And finally, turn back around. And do you turn your back on anything that keeps you from loving God? If so, turn to the cross and Christ. Do you promise to be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love to your life's end? If so, say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
And please be seated. With God's help and with continual prayers, we can be the loving community that God wants us to be. And as our own country reflects chaos and fear in the face of natural disasters, viral epidemics, and the great trials within the conflict of our political systems, our presiding bishop, Bishop Michael Curry, invites us to repentance, prayer, and fasting. And in his words, in times of national concern and urgency, people of faith have returned to ancient practices of repentance, prayer, and fasting as ways to interceding with God on behalf of their nation and world. This is such a moment for us in the United States. On Ash Wednesday, I joined with other Christian leaders observing this Lent as a season of prayer, fasting, and repentance on behalf of our nation. And I continue that fasting each Wednesday until the Wednesday before Advent 1. So he is inviting, Bishop Curry is inviting all the faithful to join him in prayer as part of an ancient and holy practice that we're reminded that we are committed to Jesus Christ, and the way of love of Jesus is where our loyalty lies as Christians. Because we love our country, we are concerned about its moral and spiritual health and well-being. We are invited to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and in the practice of our ancient forefathers into a holy and prayerful Lent. Now, we're also invited to extend until the end of the church year, which is the Wednesday before Advent 1, because the church year begins Advent 1. For Lent 1, Many of you have what might be called, well, is called Lent in the bag. And we put those together on Shrove Tuesday, and many people took them home, and then others picked them up at Ash Wednesday. And unfortunately, they were a big success, and we don't have any more. But there are meditations and mite boxes in the Welcome Center if you'd like to pick up one of those. But in the Lent One bag for this week of Lent is a bag of sand. A bag of sand that represents the wilderness, our own deserts, the own turmoil and temptations that we face day to day. And you're challenged, because all of us have those desert times, we're challenged to think about what we learned when we were in the desert, how it changed and transformed our lives and drew us closer to Jesus. It's all about that precious relationship with God. So let these 40 days be a time to let go of earthly temptations and turn your heart and your mind and your spirit to our one true God. And let us be the beloved community of God. Amen.